So Romans 1, I want to be really clear about what idolatry is so that you do not come away from this with a misunderstanding of idolatry. And there's no better place than Romans 1. I'm going to start at verse 18, although we're really focusing in on verse 22, 25, and 28. But it says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. So how is God showing he's angry with us? This is how he's doing it. Because, why? These men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. That is to say, when you find a house in the woods, you know somebody built it. When you find a creation, you know somebody created it. And anybody who says otherwise, they're just denying what's obvious. It's being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, and again, this is the declaration that we do know there is a creator. We arise knowing that. You have to be taught otherwise, and you have to deny obvious realities like butterflies in order to believe that there is no creator, right? Although we knew God, they did not glorify him as God, and this is by nature now. Everybody does this. Nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. That's the whole human race now, okay? So even though we know there is a true God, we don't know him. This isn't just anti-atheist. This is anti-all humans. We end up thinking there is some other thing than this obvious God who is over us all. Our thoughts become futile. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Now, verse 22, professing to become wise, they became fools, right? So claiming to figure out a better way, we make up idiocy. And here's the key. This is idolatry. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forevermore. Okay, so idolatry is to worship and serve the creature rather than the creator. So when you ask, is it okay to continually grieve for something? Yes. Are you worshiping and serving that thing, right? That's where, as a Christian, you want to say, I repent of that. I don't want to do that anymore. It's not that as a Christian, if you find yourself worshiping and serving something false, but you love Jesus, you want to be a Christian, you're not like in hell yet. What that is God calling you to repentance. He's awakening you. He's enlivening your mind. He's transforming and renewing your mind. Right? So don't take this all as like an in or out, one moment kind of thing. And certainly, again, Jesus is not a trickster God. He's not trying to like trip you up in all this. When he shows you your sin, when the prophet comes to you and says, look, this is your sin, the point is, thank God there's forgiveness. Yes, this is my sin, and I will cast myself upon the name of God who I know prefers to show mercy rather than wrath. That is who he truly is, who he wants to be.